At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Oh, Simon's shopping trolley has rattled into studio with rich aromas wafting in its wake.
I'm going to take you in a warm embrace, Kieran, and fill you with...
About time. Go on. Go on, finish that sentence. Fill me with...
Fill you with the sweet syrup of winter.
Good hot God chocolate. Almighty. Oh, yes, of course, hot chocolate. I'm stirring one of them.
You're stirring.
I got a bit of...
You've been stirring for about 5 minutes.
Homework. Yeah, Simon came in there during the ad break. He said, you got to keep stirring that one. Explain why. What are the three products I have in front of me?
So they're all quite different because you think hot chocolate, lob a few spoons of chocolate powder into a mug. It's not so simple nowadays, Kieran. There's a lot of different products out there. And the one that you're stirring is the most expensive in today's shopping trolley. It's Dunn's own brand, but it's their high-end Belgian hot chocolate with Seville orange swirl stick.
Oh.
This is proper yank now to be at this, right?
Oh, it does smell rich and orangey.
Rich and orangey, Seville and orangey. So basically, just to explain to the listeners how this works, it's basically a wooden spoon, essentially.
Yeah.
And it had a block of solid orange like attached to the end.
Like a small Terry's chocolate orange with a stick coming out of it.
Like that, yeah, yeah. And basically you put that into a mug of steaming hot milk and you stir it and slowly, I wasn't confident at the beginning when I first came into studio, there wasn't much melting going on, but now it's almost pretty much
melted. A small little film of chocolate left on the spoon, but that's it, it's all gone besides that.
So that's coming in at €1.75, right?
Which, for a single serving.
That's for a single serving.
Right.
This is very indulgent, right? The other two products have 14 servings each. Right. So at the lower end of the market, price wise, but maybe not taste wise, is Aldi's instant hot chocolate, 400 grams, €1.99.
Okay.
It's 14 servings. Now, I should tell you that is made in water.
Right.
There is no suggestion of milk on the back of that packet at all. I don't know why.
You know my views on dairy products.
Yeah. In our coffee machine here in the office, there's two hot chocolate options on the machine. One is for water and one is for milk. And every time I see it,
have you ever pressed the water one?
No.
Your P45 comes out and you're just sent home.
Yeah.
I implemented that policy.
Why would you make hot chocolate with water?
I know, those people don't deserve a job.
I just don't get it.
Just get out of the business.
I mean,
just go home.
You'd want to be the type of person who's on like three hot chocolates a day and is trying to cut down on the dairy. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, I'm the type of person that would have one hot chocolate, maybe like in the season. Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to go all in when I'm having a hot chocolate. Like lob the marshmallows in, full fat milk, everything. And then in the middle, we've got a classic, Kieran, one of our childhood. The carton that it comes in hasn't changed. It's Cadbury's hot chocolate, 250 grams. That's on special this week at €3 in Dunn's. That's 14 servings as well. So as you can see here, like the Cadbury's and the Aldi are by far the best value here.
Is there much difference in terms of like what's in the powder, the Aldi compared to the Dunn's, or
There's a significant difference here. So what you're really looking for here is how much sugar is in the product and how much actual chocolate is in the product. Obviously the Dunn's is 95% chocolate, right?
Sweet,
it's
lovely.
Very indulgent, but it is dark chocolate and that's not going to be to everyone's flavor. It doesn't have any sugar added. So, you know, I don't know if people are going to like that one.
It's sharp.
It'll
maybe
be sharp.
Okay.
The Cadbury's has 25% cocoa solids and the Aldi has the least amount on 4% of chocolate. However, the Aldi does claim that its chocolate is Belgian, as does the Dunn's, because, you know, you have to lob the Belgian mark on if you want to have a sign of authenticity, a claim of authenticity. And the Cadbury's doesn't say where their chocolate comes from at all.
So we will delve in, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to build up to the...
Yeah, so you're starting with the Aldi. So this is the €1.99. This is made with water, so it might be a little bit thinner compared to the other two.
Yeah, I mean, that's just chocolatey water.
But it does taste of chocolate.
Mm. Oh, yeah. See, you've got to have the dairy in there, right? Mm. Because that Cadbury's, right, that's essentially the same product.
Do you like dairy?
You know, I'm partial to a bit of it now and then, only when I'm eating. It's much smoother. That is smoother taste.
It's gorgeous. I mean? It's also a nostalgic flavour. Yeah. Like, it tastes of what hot chocolate used to taste of.
That is delicious. I'm really looking forward to this Dunn's Stores one, though. The orangey chocolate.
How did you find the sugar in those two?
They're really sweet. Because I mean,
they would blow the head off you. So the Cadbury,
you know that when you're going to have a hot chocolate. You're not, you know.
No, exactly. As I say, unless you're that guy who's having three a day, the Cadbury has the most amount
Simon.
Of sugar. Oh,
bless
have
me.
You gone to the Dunn's?
Delicious.
Isn't it?
Absolutely delicious.
It's gorgeous. I wanted to keep your expectations low going in.
That is very, very,
very good.
Good.
It's indulgent.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Now that is $1.75 for a single cup.
But to be fair, go into town, you could go down the road here to Drury Street and buy a coffee for €4. So you could pop out to Dunn's and get that €1.75 and throw it in a mug of hot.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.